Program Committee Report and LSP Show Report.
Yeah.
Wait. I hear Ron is trying to get on, and he needs to be unmuted. Mr. Tatum, maybe you could unmute him.
Thomas,
so he can raise his hand. Thank you.
Trying to give the report.
Okay, Mr. Tatum. Okay.
Sabu, can you hold one second? Okay. So Ron Pinchback and the others that can't get on and can't mute, et cetera, et cetera. Remember that to raise your hand, these people are on the phone, right? To raise your hand, you hit *9. To mute, you hit #6. To unmute, you hit #6. So I just wanted to say that. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay.
Donna?
Yeah, program report. I said we have some new members that joined the programming committee. And we had a very productive last meeting. Askia from the news department joined us, and so we were able to discuss the questions we had regarding news. He was very very opening to visioning some expansion of the news department, but he was very candid with us too about the staff and the lack of resources that we have at the station. So I did send him some questions that the committee had developed and asked if he would expand on any of those questions. And so hopefully he will say a little bit more about his vision and about what certain items cost. I think that's pretty much it. I think also the LSB, you might remember, those who've been on LSB for a little while, remember that the programming committee was asked to research a couple of issues. And news was one of them. So we did talk with him about, and with all the news staff about that possibility. And we said, we threw out a couple of suggestions for some things that either have been done in the past or ways that we thought we could get news in during the week and possibly even, some on the weekend. So, he seemed amenable to a lot of us. Hopefully we'll get some more things from him, concrete ideas from him. In response to the last message I sent. I think that's it for programming. We should have a report. A couple items we were asked to research. That was one. And the other was about evening drive time. We're talking about that, but we haven't come to a conclusion yet. And so my hope is that we would be able to, at the next meeting, pull together our thoughts for in terms of a some recommendations to the LSB. Based on what we've researched already. And that's really it. Programming committee. Now, LSB show.
The LSB show author.
Yeah. Okay. First of all, I want to give accolades because we had a great show, and this is why Ron Pinchback, for his guidance and his personal advisories, because he helped me out a whole lot, because this was my first time hosting a public affairs show, and he was very instrumental in guiding me and helping me be successful as being a host for the first time. So thank you, Ron Pinchback. Sabu Hakeem, whoever that is, he was instrumental in being backup support, and he personally assisted me with the technical preparations of Skype. I mean, it spent about an hour on telephone late one night to test everything out to make sure it was going to be ready and correct for the show. So thank you, Sabu, for that. Thomas O'Rourke for putting up with my sternness and trusting in my experience despite the differences that we may have had. He let me go ahead and run it, and I'm thankful for that because I know I'm kind of stern sometimes. Vanessa Dixon Briggs for her articulations and presentations without flaw. I mean, she spoke better than I did. I was more nervous, and I'm doing this all the time, so I appreciate her. Because she was a little nervous at first, but she came through just like a champ, like she had been doing it for years. So I thank Vanessa Dixon Briggs and Katia, even though she's not here, I thank for her superb job of engineering in Dublin as a special guest and giving our audience a surprise, passionate and down-to-earth presentation. What went right? I just told you, with the camaraderie annotated above that I just mentioned, made this show exceptional. the draft finish format that I set up was a great tool for everyone involved. The station goal for the show was $500. I told a little fib and said it was $700. So we exceeded the goal by $267.50 with 11 pledges, and out of those 11 pledges, four of them were LSB members. So thank you to those LSB members. I ain't gonna call their names. Having all of the info regarding the show sent out to all involved at least a week prior to the show is what helped everybody, understand and knew exactly what they was going to do. So the preparation time was excellent. What went wrong? Our original guest, which was Dory Latner, a historian and civil rights activist, and she still is, she fell and had to be on some heavy medication, and she hurt her back. So that's what caused that. We had planned to, but didn't get an opportunity to, promo or do a PSA for possible increased listenership, which if you plan everything early, then you'll have time. We'll have more time to do that. So I'm just letting you know that for future references. And what was learned, the background noises of two or more people talking, just like even in this meeting right here, when you have a couple of people talking or making noises, it decreases the volume of the overall transmission. So, because I went back and listened to the show, and I heard that every time somebody spoke over another person during that broadcast, it lowered the volume of the broadcast to the listener. So I just wanted to make a note of that. That's what else was learned is that the host needs to address audience individuals as call-ins. I accidentally addressed a lady caller as sir when, cause she, her voice was kind of deep. I thought it was sir, but to avoid that, all you have to do is say caller. Don't address them by gender. Don't say Mr. Mrs. Just say caller. So those are the things that were learned. And my recommendations is, the format that I sent you all today that, we used is, I mean, you can use it as a template, for this show. You have to submit this email with a list of Skype IDs and Skype names, which whenever you get on Skype, it automatically gives you a name and an ID. So you have to download it to your system. The purpose of you preferably using Skype is because we only have four lines in the studio. So you want to leave at least two lines open for your callers to get through, because if you have everybody call in on the phone, which is the easiest route, then you decrease your listenership, and the show is all about, having your audience to call in addressing particular topics. So you need to submit that to Jerry. The host should be actually submitted that, because then that means it's just one list that gives you all of the people that's going to be on Skype. And your guest or whoever's going to be on the phone, you give them at least one or two names of who's going to be on the phone and their phone numbers. So Katia or Jerry, which are the engineers, and if they're not the engineer, whoever they sign to be the engineer will have that information, so you just show starts properly and on time. You need to also include the list of names of and phone numbers of any your panelist names and guests. So in order for the engineer to have all of the phone numbers, so if something goes wrong with Skype or something goes wrong with anything, they're the ones that's going to call. You don't have to do anything. They're going to call your guests for you and link them to the show, and they'll already be on the line whenever you need to call them according to your format and what time they're supposed to be on. Let's see. My personal.
Sir, can I add something?
Not until I finish. I'm getting ready to turn it over to you. I'm getting to pass the whole thing over to you right after I finish this. My personal recommendation is that all of the above format be submitted prior to the monthly LSB meetings for presentation and benefit for all involved. That is the LSB PC, engineers, panelists, guests, and for the production of the forthcoming show promo and PSAs when applicable. Now, due to the response of the general manager and the program director of being extensively appreciative for receiving a well-formatted show and more and more than a month enough time for altar prep was refreshing with an indication that this was the first time that this has ever been done. With that type of feedback, it is my recommendation that this template, which you all should have, y'all should have the first show and this show forthcoming after Thomas makes the adjustments, because he's running this show. So I got to put up with him this time like he put up with me. And so it should be used for future hosts for this show and attached. And I sent it out earlier, the template used as a draft for the next show, of which I've set to be adjusted and addressed by Tom. Anyone else of whom chooses to use it hosting the show, I'll be on standby for any assistance needed. Now here's Thomas to brief you on the next show and fill in anything I left out. Take it away, Tom.
Okay. Hold still.
Hello.
So we have Wayne Bruce. Wayne Bruce wants to ask you a question, I think.
Okay. I just want to make a statement to you as far as concerning Skype.
Mm-hmm.
To keep your, so you can talk over normally like you would in normal dialogue on Skype, you would go to the audio settings, go to microphone, and deselect automatic adjust microphone settings. That way, it won't automatically lower.
Okay. I'm sorry. You said deselect what now? Because I'm right here.
Deselect automatically adjust microphone settings.
Okay.
And that will keep, so, but you have to be on headphones, and that will automatically allow you to talk over in normal conversation without, they put a gate filter on the mic, so, you know, it won't distort. But that, when you remove that setting, it automatically keeps, you know, in normal conversation like you would on a phone.
Okay, and you need headsets for that.
Yeah, you need headsets. So I'm sorry for holding up the meeting, but I thought you should know that.
No, and I'm glad, because I'm going to put that in my notes so everybody else will know that too when they're doing the show. Thank you very much, Mr. Bruce.
No problem.
Okay. Hi, Thomas?
Yeah, hi. So I'm going to chair a meeting next week for the planning committee. It will be either a Tuesday or Wednesday, I'm not sure, the 16th. Or 17th, and I'd like to invite those of you, I'll send a notice to everyone, those of you who weren't on the, well, a number of you have not been on the LSB show before, if you'd like to volunteer to be a guest, please send me your name and or get on the call next week. We're thinking about a theme for next show as being where we'll PFWB in a year's time, something like that, but that's debatable. We'll talk about it. And, as I say, I'll remind everyone with an email that, to call in for the next planning meeting. We did have one meeting with a debrief, and went over all this that Arthur discussed, invite you to volunteer to be a guest, so, you know, just get it over with, or we'll start buttonholing people, and join the committee. If you don't have to be on the air to be on the committee to know what's going on and know some of the things that we're discussing. Thank you.
All right, thank you, Tom.
Can I add one more thing? Can I have one?
Yeah.
I want to say that after this show, we've also implemented a rotation process where each member of the program committee will take turns hosting and co-hosting the show. So this is me and Thomas's turn right here. So next will be somebody that we'll discuss at the next meeting. So everybody gets a turn.
Chair, may I ask a question, Chair?
Sure, go ahead.
Okay, I just wanted to ask program committee people, I guess I'm on it too, but I wasn't clear about what's going to happen. For the LSB members coming up who are going to host and co-host, is there going to be, other than the wonderful notes that, you know, Arthur took, which is, you know, a guideline on what to do and how to do it, Is there going to be any continuity in terms of, you know, the people who are doing it now, handing off their expertise in a, you know, more hands-on kind of a way? If LSB members felt that they needed that.
Yes, indeed. That's why I put it at the end of the note. I'll say, hey, we're going to do anything, you know, to help for this continuity, because there are new members and people, some people that are old members that haven't done it before. So yes, we will definitely back them and give any type of information that they need. And if she's asking if we're going to hold her hand. Yes, we will hold your hand.
That is not what I was asking. But thank you.
But it's what Arthur volunteered, Vanessa, so.
Oh my goodness. So,
the template that Arthur has done is very good because it has the timing on it, when you know how many minutes you have and stuff. So we can use that consistently, just replacing people or guests of the nature. Okay, any more questions for the LSB? That's it? Okay. Outreach and development.
Okay, can you hear me?
Yes.
Okay, it'll be short. We had our meeting, and the two topics we discussed were the virtual town hall and the fundraisers. I sent out a report to everybody. I hope you got a chance to see it. At any rate, I'll let Donna report on the virtual town hall since she's on the town hall subcommittee. As far as the Blues Fest and the tribute to Nat Turner, it doesn't look like it's going to occur this summer. Gloria Turner said that they don't have any musicians. The musicians are going through a rough time, and it'd be hard for us to ask them to play for free. And the Nat Turner situation, she doesn't think that that's going to happen until 2020. So we're out of a lot of funds from these fundraisers that may not happen. As far as the 5K walk I reported last month, we're still waiting to hear from Bladensburg Waterfront Park to see whether they're going to open up and allow large groups of people. Still haven't heard anything from them, so it's just up in the air about the 5K. If anybody has any suggestions about fundraisers, if they want to let us know what they, any ideas they have, please let us know. That's it. And Donna can report on the virtual town hall.
Yes, we're planning to have the town hall via Zoom on Saturday, June 27th. Now, we created a PSA. Jerry recorded for us, and Sabu took care of that. But we haven't heard it yet. Has anybody heard the PSA yet? It was supposed to start airing on Monday. And has anybody heard it? We hadn't heard anything. Anyway, because we wanted to get folks at least 3 weeks. So we're doing a Zoom meeting, as I mentioned. And we're going to, I asked before if anybody had access to a Zoom account that would not cut us off after 40 minutes. And it would accommodate maybe about 100 people. So Wayne said yes, he did, but then he also mentioned that the station has a number we can use. I'm trying to find out.
Donna,
did we lose Donna?
I'm sorry. I guess I did. I clicked mute immediately, but
okay. Well, if you ask. Well, I have my hand raised, but yeah. I wait to be recognized.
Go ahead, Wayne.
Okay. Well, the station will have everything. I was waiting to add Jerry's name to it, and I donated a Zoom account to them, paid for a year, that will host 100 people.
Right. Okay.
So, you know.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
No problem. I mean, we need that. For us, I mean, we can use it, or whoever can use it that the station wants. It is going to be up, should be up and running, and Jerry should have all the details by tomorrow, so.
Okay.
Cool? Because it was too intricate to use my account,
Okay.
All right? Okay.
Thank you. Thank you.
No problem.
Any more questions?
At the town hall?
Yeah. I did record that Friday. Jerry told me that it would be put in rotation Monday. They're going to add some music to it. My communication as far as my, I have bows and it went out on me. So I haven't been able to hear anything other than when I'm in the car. So if you could listen out for that, and if you hear it, let Donna or somebody on the committee know that it is airing. Okay. That's it. Any more questions for outreach and development? Okay. Up next, new business. I missed out on, I guess, some of the approval of the agenda items. Tony, are you still there?
Sabu, don't forget unfinished business comes before new business.
Unfinished business. That would be the board retreat, Nancy?
Yes.
Okay. Nancy wants to have a board retreat at some point. I don't think Zoom would get it. We've had one or two of those in the past, you know, for at least 2 years in a row. I don't know when we'd be able to do that, maybe in the fall. Hopefully things get a little bit better. But that's a good idea. We did get some things out of that board retreat, the ones that I remember that we did. Nancy, you have anything you want to add to that?
Yeah, I'd like to propose a motion for this board retreat for how we would go about it, planning it. I have a motion I want to propose, and it reads, the LSB appoints a retreat committee to plan for and hold an LSB retreat as soon as possible. The committee will serve to, number one, take input from the LSB regarding the goals of the retreat and the time and place of the retreat. Number two, plan the board retreat to include time for getting to know each other, time for talking about our policies, time to dig in deeply on serious challenges to the survival of WPFW, acknowledging opportunities for WPFW and developing action plans regarding challenges and opportunities. Number three, if the LSB so desires, orient new LSB members to the LSB and Pacifica, addressing the governance structure, website tools, meeting protocols, etc., and answering any questions about these or related topics. And four, if the board so desires, work on ways to fundraise individually or together and work out ways LSB members would like to work together effectively for WPFW. That's
my motion. Thank you. Any questions for Nancy? It's been
a
board retreat.
No. I have a question.
Go ahead.
When did you want to have this, Nancy?
Well, that would be up to the board and the committee. The committee would basically find out when the board is available and, you know, basically when would the board want to do it. And try to, you know, the committee would determine that. They would get in touch with all the board members and determine the best date and time, place, venue, might be over Zoom if we want to do it sooner. That's it. Does that answer your question?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Three hands up, Sabu.
Okay, three hands. See Craig, Paul, Julie, and Tom. Stop from the top. Craig Hall.
Tony okay. Was, yeah.
Am I clear to go? This is yes. Craig. Okay, yeah. I think Nancy answered part of my question, which was, you know, when someone says retreat, I'm thinking, you know, I got to get a plane ticket in a hotel and go off someplace nice.
Yeah.
And,
sorry.
And I just can't afford to do that for, you know, a number of levels. But with this COVID-19 and you know, this distancing issue that we're struggling with. You know, you mentioned it might be a Zoom call. So what we're really talking about here is a meeting. And I feel like in the past, you've made suggestions about LSB having meetings where we can get to know each other and we can perhaps build some type of, you know, productive working relationships, which I increasingly feel is extremely important, you know, based on the kind of bickering and fighting that goes on and animosity that is unnecessary or that exists anyway. So I guess my question is, you know, do you think that this meeting that you are proposing is going to be able to work if we're not able to be face to face with each other?
Well, we had a Zoom meeting, a mediation session with the PNB recently. And I would say it helped us to get to know each other and have some understandings of each other's concerns and where each other are coming from. And I think it really reduced a lot of tensions that we had. I know that the retreats that we've had in the past with WPFW LSBs have brought us together and given us, you know, common projects to work on together and allowed us to, you know, get a more appreciation for each other and what each of us can what each of us contributes and our strengths and our weaknesses and what each of us are dealing with in our own lives. And it was really helpful, I think, to, you know, for us to get to know each other that way. So I would think you could do something like that over Zoom. You know, cause we can sort of see each other. I was in a karaoke Zoom meeting, and I don't know if you've ever been to karaoke, but the karaoke Zoom meetings are almost like the in-person Zoom. I mean, karaoke's. They're really kind of fun, but so I know it would not be the same as being in person, but maybe we can have it outside in person, you know, and sit like 6 feet away from each other. Maybe we could do something like that. I don't know. I have to see. The committee would kind of whoever wants to be on the committee or whoever the LSB appoints to be on this committee would plan that.
Thank you.
Can I answer your question, man?
Yes, thank you.
Okay, Julie?
Yes. I want to second Nancy's motion because I think this is really important. I think, you know, it's going to take a little group to pull together, you know, sort of an agenda and get it organized. And I think the benefit of getting something like that started sooner rather than waiting for the COVID thing to be over is, you know, maybe you go down parallel pathways where you plan what would it be like if we could do it on Zoom and what would it be like if we could do it in person. And who knows, maybe, you know, it takes a month or two to plan this meeting. And by the time we have it, maybe we know something that it's that gives people the confidence that we could meet in person and it not be a big issue for us. I mean, you know. It's hard to predict the future, but at any rate, I mean, I remember the retreat we had probably about 2 years ago, which was not long after there were a bunch, you know, kind of the last time there were a bunch of new people on the board, I think. And, you know, it's just enormously helpful and I think we ought to do it. And, you know, it's a good use of a Saturday afternoon or something like that. So I want to second Nancy's motion.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Tony, I saw you up, you took it down. Okay. Any more on the fish business?
Donna Graham's hand is up.
hand is up here.
Thomas's hand is up too.
Donna.
Okay.
And Dennis. And let me make a quick reminder that this, because I know I don't want to be in the hot seat again. We have this Zoom situation to 11 o'clock.
Oh.
Okay. So make your points quick, and you know, okay? That I'm giving just heads up. So there won't be anything about, you know, ending the meeting and stuff like
okay,
that.
Okay, well, so I should have. Is it me, Sabu?
No, it's not. No,
Donna, and then it is.
It's some hands up there. And Thomas, what I would do if I were you, I would hit *9.
You're okay, unmuted. Go ahead.
*star* is the symbol over the 8, John. How do you hit *star*?
So you're not on the phone.
You're not on the phone.
So if you look under the list of participants, Thomas, it shows you a button for raising your hand.
Well, I'm here. Hello?
No, we can't do it that way.
Electronically.
Yeah, you got it, because everybody can't see everybody unless they scroll the screen over. So what you need to do is the process is to look under your participant screen down at the bottom, and that's where you see raise hand, lower hand. But right now there are two hands up there, and Sabu has got a call on those people while you practice.
Okay. No, I just really, I think it's a wonderful idea. It's a wonderful idea, Nancy.
You got it, Thomas.
I think the thing is, you know, if we can't be in person, because some of these are very delicate issues, if we're really going to get to know each other better, we need to be in person. But in the meantime, maybe we could start with a very short, one or two topics, you know, and do something online. And then maybe in another quarter or another 2 months from now, do it again, and with other topics that build up to a day when we would have an in-person retreat. So, I mean, there are lots of topics. I think in the committee, of course, has to work that out. But we're doing that in with my job, and it keeps the interest going, and you know, keeps the momentum on this idea. So I would suggest, yes, go forward, but, you know, chunk it out a little bit. So you start with a few ideas and then keep going.
Okay. Thank you. Dennis, you had your hand up.
Yeah, this is a motion with a second. So, I guess we're discussing it now, but we need to vote on this before we move to another topic.
Okay. All those in favor of, having a retreat?
Thomas, what about Thomas?
I have new business.
So all those in favor of having a retreat,
is there any objection?
Okay.
Is there any objection?
Any objection to my motion?
I'm talking about
having a retreat.
Yeah, that's what I want Sabu to say. I can't see.
Is there any objection to having a retreat? Okay. So be it all approved. We will work on and establish a committee. Okay.
Right.
Thank you, Nancy.
Would people please? Would people please email? I mean, my motion said we would appoint.
Contact Nancy. She's figured on this.
Can we appoint a committee tonight? That's my question.
No, we can't too much. We got to keep moving. If we can get back to us, if we on a time thing, I'm telling you, we keep.
Okay. Could people, all people that are interested, could just raise their hand and get on the committee?
We can do that, you know, everybody's on the emails.
We could email me. Could they email me?
Okay. And then from there, you can send out the email.
Okay.
Anybody else? Okay, I don't see anybody else. Okay, moving on to new business. What was put on new business while I was gone?
One thing.
Okay.
Tony?
Martha has her hand up.
Okay, you're breaking up, Sabu?
Okay, Marty.
You're breaking up.
Okay, Marty.
I'm on. Can you hear me?
Yes.
You're breaking up. Your voice is breaking up.
Okay, how's that? Is that better?
Little. Maybe it's me. I don't know.
Yeah, okay. So we're on to new business. What was up? I think outreach and development, Donna? Did you have something you wanted to put on new business?
No, it was Arthur. It was Arthur something.
O'Rourke.
I got Arthur here. And Mr. Malloy, Vanessa, and we did Nancy. So, okay. So.
The hands that are up may tell you what's on new business. The hands that are up.
Let's see. Tony Leon and Thomas.
Yes.
Okay, Tony. Tony.
Yeah, item number two was in on the new business. Arthur asked for 2 minutes to discuss the approval of temporary new subcommittee, blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Arthur?
Okay.
2 minutes.
Okay. I want to start a new committee, subcommittee, titled Communication Standards and Enforcement Committee. What that means is that, whoever joins this committee that I'm trying to start, I only need about maybe, two or three people, but it's to, raise the issues of communication within our board. I've looked at the bylaws and looked at Robert's rules, and basically both say that we can set up our own particular rules when it comes to communication, which of course you all know this is something that we need. And I would like to get a couple of people form this committee and come up with some rules and some regulations so that when we have this meeting, we can stop this, the bickering, the unreasonable remarks, as I'm going to call them right now, saying it politely, unreasonable remarks, and be able to enforce some type of accountability so that it will stop and don't happen and does not happen again by even coming up with some regulations that will match a penalty for somebody that does it more than one time. And that way, if we enforce it, if it gets enforced by the chair or the LSB, then I think this would help us with our communication standards, period. And enforcement. That means the enforcement part means that we will be able to enforce and stop people from doing what they're doing to disrupt our meetings and using inappropriate language and other activities of, saying any inappropriate things to hurt other people's feelings.
Okay.
So do you want me to put a motion on the floor now, or you want to discuss that?
Any discussion on that? Okay, put the motion on the floor.
I'm making a motion. I move that a committee be formed for communication standards and enforcement committee to come up with some rules and regulations for the LSB and be able to enforce them wholeheartedly if people do not abide by them once they're established by the LSB.
I'd like to second that motion. I second it.
Sabu, may I speak, parliamentarian?
Yes.
Okay. I wanted to work with that committee because when I first came on the board, the LSB asked me to set up some standing rules. And I did just that. And what I'd like to do, I would like to just briefly share those.
Point of order, please.
Councilor Wilkerson, Steve.
Yeah.
Mr. Tatum, that's great. That should, we should all be reminded of those order, these things. But I think, or can we discuss this motion, and move on?
We certainly can. I was just saying that I will submit this to the committee.
Okay. Thank you. Let me offer to the stack. I'm sorry.
Officer, you got second.
Yes. Yeah, I just wanted to say I apologize because in my notes I have inclusive of the parliamentarian if available. He just said he was available, so but it's inclusive of the parliamentarian, and I put that in my notes when I asked for this to be on the agenda. So if you look at that, if you see where it was put on, it has inclusive of the parliamentarian if available.
Okay.
Thank you,
Julie. So my question was, did Arthur envision this as sort of like a one-off committee that it would set up some protocols, or is it a standing committee that continues to exist, you know, into the future?
No, this is a temporary subcommittee till we get the rules and the regulations passed for enforcement and communication amongst the LSB members. And once we get that established and approved by the LSB, then it would not be a need for that committee unless the chairman sees fit to reinstate it again for whatever purpose that may happen.
Okay. We have Councilor Roy.
Yeah, Arthur, with all due respect, I'm going to speak against this motion. I don't think it's necessary to start a new committee when we have bylaws, we have Robert's rules. We need a chair that's going to enforce them. We need a board that is knowledgeable of them. So it might be good to get a reminder of some standing rules that pertain to all meetings. I don't think this motion is necessary at all, but I think people need to be reminded of what already exists in terms of meeting decorum. I'm done.
Okay. Eileen?
Sorry, who...
Yeah, I was going to just say, maybe rather than a committee, could it be something like a task force or a working group? Because, yeah.
Essentially the same thing.
Same thing as a committee? Is it?
Task force, yep. You're giving them a task.
That's what I'm saying. What if we call it a task force? Instead of a committee, would that make people more comfortable and, you know, it has a defined purpose and objective and deliverables? I'm just saying. Because okay. I think it's not a bad idea to, you know, bring together Mr. Tatum's standing rules, but also examine them and see if any of those need to be clarified or expanded on or whatever, considering the upheaval we've been kind of experiencing the past while. I don't think it's a bad idea to submit it all for review. And, yeah, that's what I want to say. Done.
Thank you. Vanessa?
I just wanted to support the motion, whatever the body is called, a committee, a task force, it doesn't matter. Mr. Tatum was attempting to let us know the rules that he had already suggested, but that was cut off. So I don't know what those rules are. Probably everything we learned in first grade, but that certainly is not always practiced. I think one of the listeners tonight talked about how unruly the last meeting was, and it was particularly. It's not the only one, and so I think this body, although a group of adults and even older adults, myself included, could use some structure around which to conduct ourselves and some mechanism to hold other members accountable.
Okay. Sounds good. Who is 3059? Whose phone number is that? Ending in 3059? You got your hand up? Okay. We'll be back up. That's who? 3059?
It's Ron Pinchback.
Ron. You got your hand up, man. They're going once, twice. That's it.
Ron, push pound six.
Ron.
Pound six, Ron.
Ron. We come back to Ron, man. We come back. Donna?
Ron.
I thought
Donna, he's not there, man. He's not there.
Sabu, I thought that we had a code of conduct, that the LSB had a code of conduct at one time. I'm just asking. I think there's a need to maybe update that and have buy-in mm-hmm. from the whole LSB, but I'm not sure about it. I mean, and maybe that's a committee, but I'm thinking that we have a starting point already. And I do
okay.
I would just say, I don't know, idea of a committee, I don't know, but just some people to come together and develop a code of conduct for us, engage.
Okay.
Can I be heard?
Yeah. Finally.
Who's this?
Finally.
We've been calling you, man. What are you talking about? Can you be heard?
Can I be heard?
Yeah, go ahead, man.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
All right. A couple of things. Number one, the idea of streamlining, you know, some of this process, you know, it's, you know, that's good. Mr. Tatum did do that and gave us that, you know, provided us with that stuff, you know, last year. So he would be a good asset in terms of, you know, developing something like that. But I'm also thinking about this retreat. And that's something that could also be tackled in a retreat. Where all the board members, you know, can weigh in on the need for civility and process. So, you know, we have options there. So, you know, I'm, you know, so the committee, you know, yes, you know, to, you know, to get things, you know, moving. And, but once again, you know, like I say, just with the idea of expanding it to everybody. So that we can all be involved, you know, ultimately. And so that's all.
Okay, thank
support
you.
Support the motion.
Yeah, okay. Any other comments real quick? We got to keep moving.
Nancy?
Yes, Nancy.
I like that idea, Ron. Perhaps if we task this committee to work on something, they could present it at the retreat, and then we'd have something to discuss, a more structured thing to discuss.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sounds good to me.
One person, who was it? Then we got to move on. Tom O'Rourke? I don't see nobody else. Okay, what? We understand. Thomas. Thomas.
You're muted.
Sorry, I was muted. I'd like to call the question of a new piece
Thank
of business.
You.
Let's vote on this and move on.
Yes. Yes. Okay, Arthur?
Sir?
Yes?
Yeah, you want to call and vote on
it. There needs to be a second.
Julie,
you got a second, Earl.
Eileen Rosen second. Sabu, it's up to you to call it.
Julie seconded a long time ago.
Not on calling the question. That was his motion to call the question.
That was done by unanimous consent. There were no objections on calling the question. So save time on the meeting, guys, and just go right to the vote.
Okay, all those, anybody who doesn't want this?
Object.
Object. I know we have one. I know Thomas doesn't want it.
I've decided to abstain.
Okay. Anybody else? That's it. Okay. So, Ellen, we got the motion passed, and we have one abstention. So, Arthur?
Yes, sir.
You work on it, man.
Huh?
It's your baby. You got to work on it.
Okay.
All right, then. Moving on. Thank you.
Right.
That was it. That's all you had for new business. Is that correct?
That's all I had for new business. But okay. I noticed that there were comments made about involving the whole LSB committee in this project. So I need to know if you want me to go that route or go as I started it first.
No. That, what I meant ultimately. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah,
I meant ultimately, you know, the committee, yeah, you know, I thought that was a good, you know, a good synthesis. But ultimately, you know, whatever the committee comes up with, we all, you know.
Yeah, well, okay, I said that in my presentation, sir.
No, excuse me.
Nothing we do, everything we do has to be run by and approved by the committee. The LSB.
Okay. So, okay, that's done. We have Vanessa, Kathleen, and the O and B. Donna, did you have something on the new business?
Vanessa does not have anything.
I didn't have any.
Okay.
I did.
I must have. I did. Okay, so is there any more new business?
Thomas.
So, Boo, can I have the floor?
Okay, go ahead.
O'Rourke?
He just said Thomas. Go.
All right, good. Well, I noticed, and I missed the first 15 minutes of this call because I went by phone, and anyway, so I didn't know if any of this was discussed at the beginning. But I find the fact that Jerry and Katia not participating and have decreed a boycott to be, how shall I say it, kind of intolerable. Frankly, and I'd like to know a couple of things because it's come to my attention from working with a programmer here who happens to also be a programmer at BAI that she was given recently a programmer evaluation form for the general manager. Programmers at BAI are filling out evaluation forms for the general manager. They have never done that since Jerry got here. And I'm just wondering if the mass committee is going to turn out
of order.
My
point of order is that we're not to discuss personnel business until we get into a closed session. This is personnel names and that we're talking about right now, and this should not be heard by the public.
Is that John? No, this is the general manager and the program director. It has nothing to do with personnel.
Their personnel.
It has to do with them boycotting this meeting.
It's not for the public to know about.
Not giving a report. Not giving.
That is another point of order. John just said it.
That was not me. That was not the parliamentarian that said point of order.
That was Arthur. I'll say the point of order.
Well, that's Arthur. Okay, Arthur, I beg to disagree.
And the chair. Well, let the parliamentarian tell us, or the chair.
No.
You didn't. The chair is the person who rules on points of order at the meeting.
Okay.
Now, if he
did, I finish not, what I was stating.
Well, Mr. I asked chair, was it under?
We need to go into.
Is anything under new business? That's not. We need to move that. to under executives, you know. Any more new business? Hold on, Thomas. Any more new business? Okay. So at this point, we are done. I have one question to ask. I wasn't here. I got kicked out too. On the Allen resignation of Craig Williams, was that taken care of, voted?
They didn't vote on it. They should have.
Yeah, you need to vote on that. Do y'all need his? Do you need his statement that he made in regard? Okay, let me get to you real quick.
What do? Okay, why do we vote on it?
Accept it or?
Well, he resigned. He's resigned. Yeah. So we need.
Arlene, I'll talk to you offline on that.
Personnel again.
Well, that was in the beginning of the meeting. I wasn't here.
I don't understand.
Under resignations, it should have, I would have voted up and we just voted to recognize his resignation. That's not a personal matter. So can we get hold on that? This is Alan, please accept this email as my formal and absolute final resignation from the WPFW LSB. I do not care how many folks on or off the LSB ask me to return. I should not have returned. Blah, blah, blah. I will not do that again. Let the act do what anyway. That's his, I can get into the other stuff he said. But he, for those who saw the email, officially that he's resigned. So anybody who has a problem with him resigning would speak up. If not, it's an anonymous. It's in anybody agrees on that, then let the record show that Craig Williams is officially resigned from LSB. Any comments? Fans, Thomas O'Rourke and Alan.
It was only for this new thing. Are we? I move to adjourn then.
No, we still have some time. No, if you want, we still have time. Eileen, do you have any comments up there?
I'm sorry, Sabu, I can barely understand you. You're breaking up. I don't even know what you're saying.
I'm talking about the resignation of Craig Williams.
Yeah, I know.
I didn't vote on it.
Okay.
So I wanted to vote. Anybody that has any problems with him resigning, speak up. If not, then his resignation is accepted. Okay?
How are you going to stop
him? I want to pull the record. Okay, no. Okay, that's it on that.
Are we going? I have a question.
Nancy, yes.
Are we going to executive session now? And if so, how?
I'm trying to get out of it now. So any new business, that's it. You're going to executive session.
How?
There's a phone number that was on an email. Is Ellen on the call? Ellen can give it to us or tell us what to do, or the chair or someone. But I have the number.
If it's your phone number,
that number's going to have to be sent by email. You can't give it over this line.
Oh,
right.
Okay. So I think Ellen sent it. I think. I hope I'm not saying her name, you know, wrongly, but I know I got it from an email.
Oh, okay. So we're not doing executive session in Zoom. We're doing it on the phone. Is that right?
We don't have a separate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just separate right. Log on.
Thank you.
Okay. Can you direct us to email?
I will look at the email to find
everybody
it.
Everybody should have. Okay, Jen. There have been many. Okay.
Okay, so what's going on? I'm sorry.
I can't give up the number.
June 6th at 6:46 a.m.
Today? Oh.
Is somebody sending the information?
Point of information, if you can hear me. Can I send it through the chat? Will only the participants get it if I send it through chat?
No, everybody will get it.
Oh, okay. Never mind. You mean like the listeners too?
The community.
Everybody. Well, not everybody is seeing the chat. We have some people connected by phone.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you. It was a good idea. I just sent it to everyone if
thank
you want to look.
Okay.
Thank you.
So this meeting is adjourned.
I move we adjourn.
Bye-bye.
Okay?
All righty.
All right. Thank you. Everybody call back.
I'll be calling back.
All right.